Welcome to Grammar Lab, where we unlock the puzzles of English grammar for curious minds. Today we're deciphering a pair of words that trip up even the savviest wordsmiths. Ever hesitate over ensure and insure? Keep listening as we clarify this conundrum, because the devil is in the details.
Let's dive right in. Ensure and insure are often used interchangeably, especially in American English. But should they be? The answer, while hinging on context, is generally no. Each word has its specific purpose, and by the end of this episode, you'll be choosing with confidence.
Let's start with ensure, spelled E-N-S-U-R-E. This verb means to make certain or guarantee that something will occur or be the case. For instance, the new policy will ensure quality control. Here, it's about certainty, not coverage.
Exactly, Abby. Now, insure, I-N-S-U-R-E, on the other hand, is what you do when you're protecting against a risk. Like, I insure my car in case of accidents. It's connected to insurance in a financial or protective context.
But here comes the twist. Insure can sometimes mean to make certain, just like insure. So why the overlap? It's etymology time. Both insure and insure stem from the Latin securus, meaning safe. They diverged in meaning over time in English, with insure taking on a financial aspect in the 17th century.
Ah, the plot thickens. Let's insure, pun intended, our understanding with some examples. Quiz style, I'll say a sentence with the word blank, and Abby, you fill in with insure or insure. Ready?
Bring it on.
The company took out a policy to blank their assets against natural disasters.
That's insure. They want financial protection for their assets. Next?
You need to double-check the figures to blank accuracy in the report.
That's insure. It's about making certain that the report is accurate.
Nicely done. Notice, listeners, in each example, the context steers you to the correct choice, protective measures versus guaranteeing an outcome.
Now, history buffs, you might find it interesting that assure, yet another member of this confusing family, entered English by way of Old French, where assurer also meant to make secure. But let's save that for another episode.
Well, we've reached the end of another Grammar Lab experiment. We hope we've ensured, there's that word again, that you won't mix up ensure and insure in the future.
And remember, your ponderings and grammar conundrums are always welcome here at the lab. If you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
If you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us. Plus, don't forget to stay up to date on the latest episodes, and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us.
Thank you for joining us in the Grammar Lab, where words come to be understood. Until next time, keep parsing.